Federal prosecutors in Philadelphia today were handed a stunning defeat. After hearing more than a month of testimony, a jury acquitted six former elite police officers of 26 counts related to corruption and the abuse of power. This means the officers are set free and may even get their jobs back. WHYY's Bobby Allen has details.
As the jury foreman read the words "not guilty" over and over in the audience, family members of the officers were overcome with emotion, crying in each other's arms. And as everyone spilled out of the courtroom, supporters of the former cops embraced the defense attorneys with a victory slap on the back.
Great job.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Following an FBI sting, federal prosecutors indicted the officers, accusing them of planting drug evidence to win convictions and then covering it up. The defense argued that prosecutors rested their case on the word of people who can't be trusted, drug dealers and an admitted dirty cop. A state judge reversed more than 50 convictions that arose from the work of the disgraced former cop, Jeff Walker. He pleaded guilty in a separate case, but then he became the government's star witness, testifying against six former colleagues. One of the six, John Spicer, says Walker acted alone.
There is a line that has to be drawn, and once you cross that line, then there's no coming back, which Jeff Walker did, and we did not.
We knew from the beginning of this case this is going to be a very difficult case to bring.
Assistant U.S. Attorney Anthony Zorich says despite the defeat, he doesn't regret bringing the case. He says it won't deter his office from prosecuting police corruption. On the elevator after the verdict, Samantha Betts couldn't contain her joy that her dad, Perry Betts, was acquitted.
Overwhelmed, overjoyed.
We get our dad back.
Yeah, pretty much we get our dad back. He has a grandson and yes. Can finally go out and take him for a walk.
Meanwhile, the officers planned a party at the Fraternal Order of Police headquarters. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.
WHYY's Steve Trader contributed to this report.